This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Salty Mike Vrabel knows that loose lips sink ships, and he wants to know who the rat is over there. I don't know why. I mean, short of the fact that you don't want information, especially injury information, being out before you want injury information being out, I don't know why that's why it's a big deal that everybody knows that he's going to have surgery and be done. I guess you're not going to trade a guy who's got – I hope they weren't going to trade a guy who had – they knew had shoulder surgery looming in a fraudulent manner. So yeah,
I just think it's a symptom of a poorly run organization. And Mike Vrabel, as the head of that organization, feels embarrassed by someone saying something they were not supposed to say to someone in the media.
We'd all feel that same way.
Like, I hate it.
It's the craziest thing to me, and it's such disrespect. That's why if I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm looking around the organization like, who is going out and giving information that I haven't cleared to be given yet?
Yeah, like wondering who you can trust.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And we talked about it, especially during Dynasty, when Dynasty came out. Bill Belichick was done dirty time and time again, and then I realized, well, if I was Bill Belichick, I'd be just as tight-lipped. I'd be just as big of a jerk to others because you can't trust anybody. And so Mike Vrabel, I think, is learning that now as well, which sucks. He should be able to trust everybody that works for him. And that's why, yeah, it might not be a big deal that this gets leaked. We were all going to find out about it eventually anyway, but it's the way in which it was.
Yeah, and I feel like if you are Mike Vrabel, and if we believe it may be, obviously we do not know who the leak is. We're just speculating. But if it is Elliott Wolf, then you're sitting here and you're Mike Vrabel and you've done everything. He has bent over backwards publicly to the point that he has been criticized for it and how supportive he's been for in Elliott Wolf. Like, he has taken bullets. He's mentioned him at the introductory press conference, mentioned him with us several times. Like, and if this is how he's repaid?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Maybe, for all we know, maybe it's Jalen Polk. Like, maybe he wanted to get the information out there. Like, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have a rat in the building. It would just be the guy that's done for the year. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if it was Jalen Polk, or if Vrabel believed it was Jalen Polk, I don't think he's as angry as he is.
He probably already asked Jalen as well. Like, hey, did you tell anybody about this? Did you talk to anybody? I mean, Jalen could have lied, but at the same time, the way in which he responded, he also didn't just say rat. He said rats.
That is true.
Did he say rats?
I believe it was plural.
I think it was rat. I think it was rat singular.
I don't know. Other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from. You know, some of these rats around here. So we'll figure that out.
Ooh, okay.
Good breadcrumbing.
Yeah.
We got rats around.
Yeah. I want Vrabel to sink or swim on his own. I feel like in the Cowboys documentary I was mentioning the other day, it's like, good, bad, or indifferent, you know Jerry Jones is in charge. There is no question as to who makes the decision about who to sign, when to sign him, and how much to pay him. Mm-hmm. With the Patriots, it's like this Rubik's Cube where, like, you're left questioning about who's really setting the price. We believe it's Kraft, but in this case, the Patriots are $60 million away from a cap that Kraft has bragged about reaching every single year. You have all of these players available via trade, and you're sitting there doing nothing.
Courtney brought it up with Micah Parsons during her lead this morning at 6:45 or whenever we got to Courtney's lead this morning. We generally start the leads at 6:30 a.m. So if you're not up that early, you should get up earlier. But do you think they do some kind of a deal?
I hope so.
Something?
I don't know. I mean, it would be... Ken and I joke about this over the weekend because for 4 years we've said about the Red Sox and the Patriots, like, this is the time they have to do it. And then we sit back and watch them do nothing. Shime's exactly right. Like, if it's just you're giving up a fourth round pick and you're paying Trey Hendrickson or whatever it would cost to get him here with the Bengals, like, give me one reason not to. Like, I'll wait. I mean, what's the downside? You pay a guy, and then he doesn't play well, and you release him. You got nothing but cash.
Is it just Trey Hendrickson, which they've said, or there was a release that it was too expensive, too much to get him, that they didn't want to give up whatever was needed for Trey Hendrickson? Like, do they just think Trey Hendrickson isn't good enough for whatever they're asking, and maybe that wouldn't be the case if it was a Micah Parsons or a Terry McLaurin or something like
He's had 13-plus sacks 4 of the last 5 years. If you think their asking price is too high, you're nuts. Because, like, the asking price, I bet...
Well, you don't know what their asking price is.
There's no way the Bengals are asking for more than, like, maybe, like, a one in a player. Maybe. Like, I think you could get it done for 2 in Keon White tomorrow.
I would trade a second round pick in Keon White. Right, I would drive him to Cincinnati. Right? You know the Cincinnati airport's in Kentucky?
Wow.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, huh. I had no idea.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. But yeah, I would absolutely drive Keon White and a second round pick and deliver it hand by hand to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Did you know the colonel wasn't really a colonel?
Colonel.
The colonel? Yes.
That was a bad one by me, yeah.
Or maybe he was. He may have been a Kentucky colonel. I don't
under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction, why do they do the abbreviation COL?
Because that's how it's spelled.
That's a great question, Courtney.
Oh, really?
I've often thought
Colonel
that same
is
thing.
COLONEL.
That's why you pronounce it Colonel.
Right.
So annoying, really. Just, like, spell it the way that it's sounded out.
Right.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction. Yeah, well.
I would...
Must be nice being perfect, Shime.
You think Brian Koberger would enjoy a couple extra colonels of corn on his metal plate eating later on today?
Yeah.
But if Vrabel is really in charge, I cannot fathom a reason why he wouldn't want to do these deals. Could you imagine how he would salivate over coaching Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, 603 text from New Hampshire. Hello to New Hampshire. We love you up there. Micah Parsons would change the direction of the entire team immediately. He's one of the best players in the NFL. Jerry Jones is an idiot. And Patriots would look like the smartest team in the NFL if they went out and got him.
I would change my win prediction from 4 wins to a playoff team.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
I don't get it. I mean, we will have the opportunity to ask Mike Vrabel about it Monday on this show at Gillette. And we'll see what he says. But
I feel like he's going to be spicy.
Well, you think he's going to be spicy?
I think on Monday.
Thing?
I don't know. I'm feeling spice.
It better not be spicy with me, I'll tell you.
Well, he was taking shots. Putt-putt in Myrtle Beach.
And what kind of a shot was that? I don't understand that. I love Myrtle Beach. It's a nice area. I mean, what was he trying to indicate?
I think he was trying to indicate that you are not the common man.
Oh. Oh, well, Myrtle Beach is not a hoity-toity destination.
That's why he was saying
it.
Oh,
okay.
Like, he thought, oh, Greg's in Nantucket? I thought he'd be in Myrtle Beach playing putt-putt.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Yeah. I'm really, that's who I am. Right?
That's okay. Fine. I thought he was going to Myrtle Beach and, you know, I mean, go down there and play some putt-putt.
Yeah. I mean, we were in the Nashville airport. Flight got delayed, shockingly. And Vrabel was, like, following Greg everywhere. I was like... I really want to rip you right now, but he loves Greg.
Whispering to Greg, I believe.
It's So, you know, back in the day, we used to play a little golf here or there. You know?
Coach's decision.
He's going to, but that's going to all change. In this role here, he's not going to be.
Isn't it?
Is he more like Belichick in your mind? I don't even want to use Gerard Mayo as an example because Gerard Mayo.
Neutralized. Bam.
Gerard Mayo neutralize me.
Gerard Mayo said whatever was on his mind, inside info. Gerard Mayo was the rat. But is he more like Belichick, you think, when it comes to his philosophy?
I think that he's a more outgoing form of the same Belichick approach in that he won't make you. Bill literally didn't care. He would just make snorting noises and fart and then walk off the stage. Whereas Vrabel is going to be equally as tight-lipped, but doing it in a more polite way.
Yeah.
But I also think it sucks that two of the nicest, best interviews were guys that sucked. Cam Newton and Gerard Mayo. Such nice people. Like, Gerard Mayo couldn't have been a nicer guy. He sits down, says, how you doing? He said condolences about Pudge.
Yeah.
Like, what? You think Bill Belichick would ever say condolences about my dog?
This is Jay from North Carolina. Hello, Jay.
Hi, guys. Good morning to you.
What's up?
And I hope it is a good morning.
It is.
Before I talk about the Patriots, I was going to talk about the robots there that what God has created, no man can duplicate. I mean, because man's imperfect. And I rest my case on that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You're about to see little robot babies running all over the place. So I hope you're ready for that, Jay.
Yeah. Anyway, based on your opinion, do you think that the Patriots offensive line can protect Drake May? Because if they don't protect Drake May, there goes the season.
Yeah. I mean, obvious. I don't know. You were willing. We talked about it earlier. You had a legit high first round pick, and you were willing to spend it on Will Campbell, so he better be able to.
Yeah, that is if Will Campbell is not a guy that you don't think about, in other words, that he's just doing his job, then it's been an awful year because the offensive line is beyond thin with him at left tackle. If he struggles at left tackle and you've got to move somebody else into that spot. Then you got Cole Strange playing. It's just inexcusable that they're that thin at that position. Like, it's just.
It's kind of malfeasance a little bit. I mean, we were talking about it earlier. You may have three rookies on your offensive line.
Yeah, if Morgan Moses can't go, you're probably starting rookie Marcus Bryant, seventh round rookie Marcus Bryant at right tackle. And then you have Mike Onwenu, who showed up originally to camp a little overweight. You have a question mark at center because you don't know if Bradbury's actually any good or if it's going to be undrafted player Ben Brown, who you acquired last season. And then you got two rookies on the left side, possibly in Jared Wilson and Will Campbell.
Jared Wilson hurt?
I think he's been dealing with something, but like it's not anything major that I know of.
But the thing with the offensive line is, ready? One of the brilliant parts of Bill Belichick and the way he built a team, whether it was Ted Karras, whether it was Marcus Cannon, he would have guys that were his sixth offensive lineman that could play multiple positions, understanding that there was going to be injuries. There were going to be guys that were in your starting tackle and guard that would get dinged because it is the position with the most injuries in the NFL.
Yeah.
So he would always have a guy ready to jump in, whereas you're building a roster, you're building an offense right now without even five, let alone
that's
six.
That's the argument.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Old argument, which is that you can find a guy in a lower round who's going to be excellent in the position, and why would you waste a first round pick on it?
Right. I mean, they, outside of Nate Solder, who they drafted after Matt Light left in the first round, the, you know, Matt Light, I think, was a second round pick. Joe Tooney was a third round pick. I mean, you got a lot of guys late that were very helpful on your offensive line.
This is Sean from Coventry, Rhode Island. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Another thing that we didn't do this summer, I'm feeling awful about things that I didn't get to during the summer, is we never made it down to the Matunic tent this summer.
Yeah.
To support them, and we should try to squeeze that in September.
We definitely should.
Show trip to Matunic. But yes, what's up?
He hung up. By the way, I just forgot one. Logan Mankins, another first rounder that turned out to be an incredible player. But outside of Mankins and Solder, two guys that were Pro Bowlers, they didn't really use a lot of first round picks over the last 20 years on offensive linemen.
All right, Shime, let's get to this.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Well, Courtney and Curtis, well-documented, huge Notre Dame fans.
Oh, God.
and so I thought it of interest today that Notre Dame has changed their Fighting Irish logo.
Yeah.
I don't know where you stand on the angry leprechaun, but those of you that are watching the show, either on Twitch or on YouTube, can now see that there is a football in the hand of the leprechaun, and there are no fists up because, of course, we don't want violence anymore in this country. Now, I would, I would just
what
ask
in the world?
When it comes.
Hate it.
When it comes, like, when it comes to a rebrand, like, I mean, is there a, if you look at a mascot in college football, is there one that is more well known than that one right there?
You got to drop fighting, because if you're not, if the leprechaun is not fighting anymore, it's not right. The fighting Irish.
They're the ball carrying Irish, yes. Is what they're. Is,
and it's going to be.
They're the ball securing Irish. Yeah, that's their new nickname.
It's going to be sport specific. So they're saying, like, they're going to roll out more of these logos as the time goes on. I've never seen a school that's been more self important in my entire life. Like, so you're going to tell me that the leprechaun's going to be kicking a soccer ball? Is going to be running track? Like, how many variations of this logo are there going to be?
It's just so pathetic.
I kind of love it.
Oh, Shime.
Of course you do, Shime.
What? What's so you stick a football in his hands, it's running the foot? Who cares? It's cool.
Who cares?
It looks good.
Hundreds of thousands of Notre Dame alumni. Right.
We have so many crappy logo designs and mascots in sports. Like, this is not bad at all. Not even close. Like, this is actually kind of cool.
Okay,
but this is
the football one. Do you think that you're going to enjoy the basketball one, the soccer one?
100%. Yes. No. I think it's actually kind of cool. And it's unique. Nobody does this. I think that's cool.
You probably love the Cracker Barrel rebrand as well.
No, that was very bland. I prefer the guy standing next to the barrel.
You do? You like the old man
classic.
On the barrel?
Yeah. There's some jerseys.
Barrel forward.
There's some jerseys and logos that are better classic. The classic Broncos jerseys, the Kelly Green Eagles jerseys. Like, some of the classics are just better. This is cool. I don't hate this. Like, this, I think it's silly to think that this is so, like, awful.
Mount Rushmore of worst fan bases. Absolutely. Yankees and Notre Dame
That's
are
fair.
Part of that.
Oh, don't forget any team that plays in Philadelphia.
Oh, also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles fans, that would be the one I would choose, the worst. Eagles, I would go Eagles, Yankees, Notre Dame, Cowboys.
Notre Dame is the top. Notre Dame and Cowboys are the same because half of their fan base has no connection to the school.
Of course. Right.
Zero.
Nobody, the Notre Dame fan that calls in has never been to South Bend, never went to the school. The people that actually go to the school just sit at home and do homework. They don't actually go to the games.
It was my parents' favorite thing to do when Notre Dame was at BC. They'd ask if there was a Notre Dame fan saying, oh, when did you graduate? Oh, no, no connection. Just love Notre Dame. Go Irish.
One of my favorite moments with my mom, we were in South Bend. It was 2002. Ty Willingham came out. They had the green jerseys. Great game. Josh Ott had a fumble return for a touchdown. BC wins 14-7. And they go, we are. And then people say ND. And they go, we are. And my mom would stand up on her chair and go, losing. Martin. Oh, it was awesome. I have never been more proud. It was just the greatest.
Yeah, I think we understand a lot about your personality makeup now.
We are losing.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so what are they now? They're the non-argumentative Irish. Yeah. Is that what they are?
They're the Irish.
They're just the.
I mean, they can still be the fighting Irish.
Nope.
Why not? Fighting. No, we don't want
to. He wasn't fighting in the original one either.
Yeah, they were.
Why? He was by himself. He had to be tussling with someone to be fighting.
He had his dukes up.
Okay, he's ready to run some guy over with the football. Who cares? What are we doing?
No, that's the segment.
I know.
What are we doing?
Not turning it back on you guys.
All right. Hill Notes coming up in about 45 minutes. Leave one now on any topic. This one included on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.